Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, day five has come to an end on a beautiful day here at the practice fields.
Three straight days of pads now, the end of practice today. A quick skirmish between Kyle Arrington and Stephen Ridley. I think these guys are eager for a day off tomorrow and then hitting some guys on another team next week.
Right. I'd hardly call it a skirmish. But anyway, we're going to get to some extra points right now. All right, Brian, so why don't you kick us off? What's your extra point and your takeaway from today?
Well, a takeaway from today sort of carries over from last night. The Patriots put out a statement about Armand Armstead, who had been on the non-football illness list. It turns out he had surgery to treat an infection. Not too many more specifics, no timetable for him, but certainly troubling for a guy who entered the league already having suffered a heart attack in college. And I think Armstead had been a key guy to look for in terms of depth on the middle of the interior of the defensive line behind Vince Wilfork and Tommy Kelly. So with no real timetable on him, I have my eyes on Marcus Forston, second year with the Pats. He was around last year, partially on the practice squad. He appeared in one game. Now, this is a guy with not a huge track record, but right now, it looks like he might be their number three interior defensive lineman. And with Vince Wilfork and Tommy Kelly being veterans, I think that could be a key role. So in the absence of Armstead, Marcus Forston, number 98, not a guy too many people know. I can't say I know a whole lot about him, but he's got to watch going forward because there's a spot for him there.
Right. Well, I'm going to piggyback off of your defense because I've been paying attention to the defense as well, specifically Dane Fletcher, who we know was injured in the preseason last year, missed all of last season. And I tell you what, he's been out here. He's been consistent. He doesn't look like he's missed a beat at all. You can tell he's really done his homework. He looks quick. Looks really good out there. Not playing in the ones sets, of course, but definitely looking good out there. So I've had my eyes on him, and he seems promising so far. But the defense as a whole, there's a lot of communication between the linebackers, the secondary. Everybody looks like they're really, really gelling together. Aqib Talib had a couple of picks yesterday. I think he had another one again today. So I'm really impressed by the defense so far. First 5 days of camp, if I had to grade, I'd go with the defense on this.
Well, I think that there should be good communication on the defense right now because a lot of the personnel carries over from last year. So communication-wise, that should be good. I think Dane Fletcher last year could have been a chance for a breakout year for him. So I think this could be a big year.
This will be a big year for him. So, that will wrap up day five for us from the practice fields at Gillette Stadium. Of course, we'll have more throughout the week, but that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.